The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Business Bunker Show here on channelradio.co.uk in association with bizradio.co.uk. You're listening to me, Paul Andrews, and hopefully this is going to be the last week when I'm on my own in the studio, because now we're on the route out of lockdown. We hope to be opening up the studio soon for at least a co-host to be with us, if not a guest. So fingers crossed, this will be the last week that you have to suffer me on my own. But I want to say a big thank you. The Business Bunker Show is pleased to partner with leading employment law firm Locke Associates Group. They will be bringing you regular news, information and help with employment law, health and well-being at work. If you'd like to find out more about the Locke Associates Group, go to their website, which is www.lockassociates.co.uk. That's Lock, spelled L-O-C-H, lockassociates.co.uk. A huge thank you to them for sponsoring the Business Bunker Show. We've got a packed show again this week. We've got two fantastic guests to talk to, very different things that we're going to be talking about. We're going to hear from Zoe Cairns, and most of you will know Zoe. She's a digital and tech maven, and we're going to be catching up with all the latest stuff that's happening with tech and social media. And then we've got a fascinating interview with Advanced Hydro, Alan Lester, who are a water company, and I think you'll be amazed at what they've achieved so far, and the fact that they're a global company but sourcing everything in Kent. So, and we're going to hear from Alan in the second part of the show. So do stay tuned. But of course, we'd love to hear from you, all of the businesses out there in the southeast of England. And the best way to get in touch with us is to tweet me, and to tweet me at VanillaWeb and use the hashtag BBunker. We've had quite a few tweets in already, which is nice. So let's kick off by reading some of those. The lovely folks at Chips and Dinks, Bev and Tony. Lockdown is easing, hairdressers are open, beer is pumping, the sun is shining, and Business Bunker's on the airwaves at 1 o'clock today. So it's a win-win all round. Well, thank you so much for that. Chips and Dinks, lovely folks there. Repairs, upcycling, spraying, all kinds of stuff. Check out their Twitter handle, Chips and Dinks, and look at some of the fantastic stuff they do. Thank you for that. Yeah, we started opening up yesterday. Come on in. Who went to the pub, had a pint and a pie, sat in their coat in the snow yesterday? Come on. Own up. Who did that? Unbelievable, isn't it? Anyway, I want to read you this, talking about opening up. Crowds have been rushing, no less, rushing into one of Kent's largest shopping centres as non-essential shops and stores reopened yesterday. Bosses have reported a bumper day of trading. The Ashford Designer Outlet usually welcomes 10,000 customers each day, but has obviously been empty for months and months and months during lockdown. However, yesterday's crowds on the first day back of opening shows shoppers are eager to return and get their hands on products from top brands. Peter Corr, the centre manager, said today's been great. So far, compared to this Monday in 2019, so 2 years ago, i.e. before all of this started, we're actually 49% up on traffic. So a lot more people have come out. Obviously, they've been trapped indoors for the last few months, so this is their chance to get out and come back to our centre. So that's fantastic news. It looks like we've got a rush back out. I know there's been queues outside of hairdressers and barber shops, and I saw Jules having her toes done yesterday, which isn't a pretty sight, but there you go. So if you've just opened your business again, opened up yesterday under the new rules, maybe you'll let us know how it went. It'll be interesting to hear from you. Let's do some more tweets. What else have we got here? The lovely folks at Athol Bray, a Business Bunker, a real sense of positivity in the business and training this last few weeks. Hooray. We've been so grateful to any local businesses who can spare 2 minutes to complete our business survey on the effects of lockdown, good or bad, on their business. And they've given me a link for the form. I've done the survey myself. It's a very easy survey to do, and it's well worth doing. The easiest way to find it is to follow them on the Twitter and see the link there. And their Twitter handle is Athol Bray Limited, Athelbrae Ltd. Give them a follow on the Twitter. Have a look for their link to their survey and fill their survey out, please. It's a very simple survey to do and quite good fun. So check that out. The lovely Kim Stevens of Caring Kent. I'd love a shout out on the Business Bunker for the Caring Kent at home care workers in Ashford and Folkestone. Thank you to the care teams who work tirelessly for the needs of our clients to ensure that they feel comfortable, safe and secure. If you see our teams out and about, give us a wave. We certainly will, and we certainly echo your thanks to all those care workers looking after people and keeping people safe. I've got a note here from the lovely Paul Barbara. It's with great pleasure that Paul and Rani Barbara are inviting you to attend the Vaisakhi to celebrate. The Vaisakhi's a Sikh holiday, and I believe it's today is the main day of Vaisakhi this year, and it's kind of like the Sikh New Year. Vaisakhi to celebrate the launch of Karara Foods and welcome the Sikh New Year. There you go. The grand opening of Karara at McNaid Food Village in Faversham on Wednesday the 14th from 3 p.m. With restrictions being lifted on the 12th of April, this is the perfect time to join Paul and Rani to celebrate and tickle your taste buds. The event will be conducted in accordance with COVID-19 restrictions, and safety is of the utmost importance. So there you go, 3 o'clock tomorrow, get along to McNaid's in Faversham and sample some of Paul and Rani's delicious food. And I've got to tell you, it is delicious. So get there on time, otherwise it'll all go, because I'm going and I'm going to eat it. So there you go. Maidstone, Canterbury, Dover and Thanet councils have all opened applications for restart grants. The following thresholds apply for non-essential retail. Properties with a rateable value of £15,000 or under are eligible to receive £2,667. Properties with a rateable value between £15,000 and £50,999 are eligible for £4,000. Properties with a rateable value of £51,000 and above are eligible for £6,000. The following thresholds apply for hospitality, accommodation, leisure, personal care and gym business premises. Properties with a rateable value of £15,000 or under get £8,000. Properties with a rateable value between £15,000 and £60,000 are eligible for between £15,000 and £51,000 are eligible for £12,000. And properties with a rateable value of £51,000 and above are eligible for £18,000. Now, I've got some links here for the various councils where you can apply for these. The links are all a bit long, so bear with me. maidstone.gov.uk/other services/COVID-19. canterbury.gov.uk/business and investment. www.dover.gov.uk/business rates/restart grant and www.thanet.gov.uk/info/pages/restart grant scheme. I'll put all those links on the Business Bunker website so that you can find them all there, so that you, if you fall into those categories, you can apply for your restart grant as soon as you can. Okay. We've had a tweet from the lovely folks at Michael Park Surveyors. We'd appreciate a Business Bunker shout out. Have a super day to all of your listeners. And that's Michael Park Surveyors, Chartered Surveyors, property management at its best, based over there in Medway, covering the southeast of England. Follow them on the Twitter, MPSL. Right, okay. Let's do one more email. Tickets are available for the Marsh Network online tomorrow, manana, Wednesday. You can book now at marshnetwork.co.uk to ensure your place. There's a speaker and grow your contacts and your network. No joining or membership fees. Just relaxed professional networking that works. The speaker is Bronwyn Rich. Bronwyn's been on the Bunker Show a few times, and she's talking about mental health and mental health first aid, and a very interesting topic, and a very knowledgeable lady to listen to as well. So get along to that. Help to grow the network further. Invite your contacts and tell them first timers can come free. Join organisations from across Kent, East Sussex and further afield and grow your business. That's from Terry Botfield. Marshnetwork.co.uk to book your tickets, or you can follow Terry on the Twitter, TD Botty. And that's always one of my favourite Twitter handles, TD Botty. Do check that out. Right. In a moment, we're going to hear from our guest, and I'm going to play some cheesy tunage. Now, you won't believe how difficult it is to find something cheesy that goes with tech or social media or digital. It really is almost impossible. So I've come up with this Technotronic.
Down on the microphone stand, I give you all the dope lyrics and introduced in the band to make you understand how this is planned. I demand a microphone to rock the homeboys with an instrumental to make noise. Yo, I rock the homegirls too. I'll explain the name of the crew. Yo, this beat is Technotronic. This beat is Technotronic. And Eric got lyrics for ya. I saw your posse, but now it's me who's bossy. So I give the orders around here. You don't wanna get Saxo Bell. Good party going, get the floor ready and yourself ready. Huh, I rock steady like a rock, and I won't stop till it's at the top and the suckers drop the hop to it. Yo, they couldn't do it. To get more to the point, they blew it. But not like you're blowing the speaker. They can't go on because they're weaker. This beat is Technotronic. 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 There's a dance floor, get on it. When I'm down on the microphone stand, I give you all the dope lyrics and introduced in the band to make you understand how this is planned. I demand a microphone to rock the homeboys with an instrumental to make noise. Yo, I rock the homegirls too. I'll explain the name of the crew. This beat is Technotronic. 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 There's a dance floor, get on it. This beat is Technotronic. This beat is Technotronic. And Eric got lyrics for ya. I saw your posse, but now it's me who's bossy. So I give the orders around here. You don't wanna get Saxo Bell. Good party going, get the floor ready and yourself ready. Huh, I rock steady like a rock, and I won't stop till it's at the top and the suckers drop the hop to it. Yo, they couldn't do it. To get more to the point, they blew it. But not like you're blowing the speaker. They can't go on because they're weaker. This beat is Technotronic. 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 There's a dance floor, get on. Technotronic. This beat is Technotronic. And Eric got lyrics for ya. I saw your posse, but now it's me who's bossy. So I give the orders around here. You don't wanna get Saxo Bell. This beat is Technotronic. 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 There's a dance floor, get on it. This beat is Technotronic. There's a dance floor, get on it.
Oh, Technotronic there, the beat. Hey, McEric, apparently. I hope you enjoyed that. Bit of cheesy tunage to introduce our next guest. It's an absolute pleasure to have caught up with the wonderful Zoe Cairns. Let's hear what Zoe had to say.
Hey, look who I've got here now. It is only the world-famous Zoe Cairns. Zoe, good afternoon. Welcome to the Business Bunker Show. It's absolutely brilliant to see you. How are you?
I'm really good, and I always love coming on the Business Bunker Show. It's great to be back. It must be over a year now.
It is. You and I did a show together on the Bunker Extra show, which was incredibly good fun, but it was, as you say, a year ago. So that's far too long to leave it from hearing from you. For those that don't know, and there can't be anyone in the Western world that doesn't know, Zoe is a social media and digital marketing guru. She was one of the right up front early adopters of this. I think that's fair to say, isn't it, Zoe?
That
you spotted this long before any of the rest of us did.
It's got to be, it's over 11 years since I've run the business now. So it was another good 2 or 3 years before that that I actually got into what was called internet marketing back then.
Yeah. So you were really, really, really were in at the start of this.
Yeah.
And you kind of built a business, as you say, from there, social media. But you've been on TV, you've been on radio, you've spoken at events all over the world. About various things to do with social media, and I know that you're one of those people that is really got your finger on the pulse in terms of what's happening. But just before we start, for the one or two people that are just new to all of this, just give us an overview of Zoe and ZC Social Media and what it is you actually do and some of the things you actually do, because you've got a whole range of things you do that are absolutely brilliant.
Where do I start? I think I'm Zoe Cairns, a social media trainer, speaker and consultant, like you mentioned. I've been running my business for over 11 years now. I can't believe where the time goes. And I'm based in Rochester in Kent, born and bred there, which is the place that I absolutely love and I don't think I'll ever move from. But I run a social media agency and also a consultancy side of the business where I go and do speaking across the world and do a bit of TV. Just launched a podcast and all that type of stuff. But I love helping both small businesses, brands, celebrities with their social media presence and really getting results from it, basically, because so many people go on it and they say, well, what platform should I be on? I'm on all of them, and they thinly spread themselves across too many. And so for me, it's really defining their strategy and showing them how they can effectively use it to really get some great results.
Yeah, absolutely. I just want to put something to you as well. This is my opinion, and I'm just interested in your view on this. I'm still, after all this time, coming across a lot of reasonably well-established businesses that are going, oh, no, social media, no, I'm not going to do that. And you go, have you got a Twitter account? Have you got a Facebook account? Have you got Instagram? No. Why? No, I don't want to do that. There's no point in that. So I'm hearing a lot of that. And then even more so are people that have kind of tentatively adopted it. So they've got an account on the platform, but they don't really do very much with it. Or, you know, they might post a picture of their tea or something. In general, what's your view of the market? Where do you think we are in the uptake of digital and social, especially amongst the SME community?
I still think it's quite low, I still think it's people that are very digital minded and tech minded that have really adopted it. There's still so many small businesses that are still not jumped on to actually using it because they still think it's a massive fad. They think that it doesn't work, it's not measurable, but it's because they've not thought about, well, what do they actually want to achieve from it? So they may have jumped on, got onto all the platforms, done the odd posts, thinking that it's going to bring in lots of leads and inquiries. Even when, you know, someone might spend £10 on an ad, they say, well, I didn't get any leads from it. Well, you've got to do it for a while in order for it to, start seeing the results, for it to learn your audience.
Yeah.
So I still think there's a massive gap. And you know what it comes down to, Paul? It comes down to those digital skills that they're unaware of how to use it and probably a little bit worried about using it and using it in the right way, if that makes sense. So
it does, it does, and you're absolutely right. I mean, there's a general digital skill shortage in the marketplace anyway, but obviously most small businesses would want to do it themselves or work with someone that could do it, but those skills don't exist in a great number of people. You're right, and it's a learning curve, isn't it?
It definitely is, and I think that's what the digital skills are lacking. I think if there was more digital skilled opportunities available for small businesses that they could start learning or get their employees to learn, then there will be more uptake. I mean, there's been massive resistance with Clubhouse, an audio-based platform, which I just think has been phenomenal. Like for our business, it's been amazing in terms of business. And this is where I really think, Mari Smith, massive social media guru last year, said that this year is all about the year of conversation.
Right.
So like Business Bunker, Channel Radio, podcasts, Clubhouse, we're going to see a massive growth. Like literally the audio is definitely going to take off.
Yep.
The platforms, the other platforms have identified and seen how well Clubhouse has taken off. Even though there has been a bit of a drop, it has taken off. And therefore the other platforms are saying, well, we need to offer audio on our platform. So you've now got Twitter offering audio spaces and Facebook bringing out audio rooms and LinkedIn exploring with it. We're going to see so much more audio coming into the social media atmosphere. It's going to be amazing.
Well, I've obviously got a vested interest in audio owning and presenting radio shows, but it is a medium that's actually immediately useful because it is one of the only mediums you can do while you're doing something else.
Yes. Yeah.
Because, you know, if it's TV, you've got to watch it to see it. Yeah. And it's the same with YouTube. If it's written media, you've got to sit there and read it.
Yeah.
But if it's audio, you can listen to it while you're working on a spreadsheet or, you know, doing something else. And so for me, audio, radio, podcasts, all of that has a massive benefit over the other forms of content because of this dual purpose of it. But one of the things I want to come back on and just talk to you about and reinforce really what you were saying, one of the interesting things is that, of course, in the other fields of digital, websites and e-commerce and all the rest of it, again, there was a really poor take-up of that amongst small businesses. And one of the, if there is such a thing as a benefit of the pandemic, is that a huge number of independent retailers have been forced online.
Yeah.
They've had to adopt e-commerce sites very quickly.
Yeah.
And one of the things, and I want your opinion on this, if you've heard anything, but for me, a lot of people have said to me, blimey, I wish we'd have done this sooner.
We've seen that as well.
Yeah. You've gone, well, why didn't you? Well, we didn't realise it wasn't as hard as it was. And of course, the benefits are we don't have to spend all this money on shops and warehouses and offices. We just got a website and we can do things to that at 7 o'clock in the evening.
Yeah. It's exactly like we've definitely noticed that, you know, more and more people going online with their products and services, launches, and finding that they've actually got overheads that they don't actually really need and how that has actually helped them financially in their business once they've realized that. You know, as you know, going online does incur that you do have extra tools and software. However, it's probably a fraction of the cost that they would pay out on overheads.
Absolutely. And that's exactly what I was going to say. You know, hiring a company like ZC Social Media, for instance, you know, your costs are a fraction of what it would cost to run a shop or anything like that.
Yeah, the
returns are probably better. So,
yeah, of course.
Yeah. So, you know, it's a no-brainer, really, except that it's really difficult to convince people of that up front.
I know. It's understanding. But do you know what I find really highlighting is that, you know, they will go, oh, that's not cheap. But they will go and spend £1,000 to £1,500 on an advert in a magazine.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That you can't measure. And you then can't utilise that audience or get them into your email list and nurture them afterwards and turn them into a conversation, a customer. And you think, you don't even know who's read the magazine.
Oh, yeah, I'm laughing. you know, I own Jobs in Kent, and when I launched Jobs in Kent back in 1999, 22 years ago now. Of course, not so many people had heard of the internet and stuff like that. And we would contact people and go, "Would you like to put a job ad on our website? It's £25, which is what it was then." And they went, "Oh, £25? That's quite a bit." And you go, "Where do you normally advertise?" "The newspaper." "How much do you pay?" £400.
Yeah.
Do you get many responses? "No, I don't get anything." And you go, "Okay, well, do you want to put it on for £25? "Oh, no. Can you do it free?" And, you know, and, you know, obviously over time, people learn that it does actually work and, you know, it's there. But you're absolutely right. People are strange, aren't they? Where they get stuck in a habit. They get stuck in a rut. And they do things.
It's a tangible thing.
Yeah.
It's a tangible printed off thing. And they know it's going to go into 10,000 doors or more that, you know, potentially people are going to read it. But you can't, there's no analytics or metrics for that.
Yeah. Well, the funny thing is, both you and I know, because we're what people tend to talk of as influencers, because we have large followings of social media followers, and you have more than I do, and but you know, you have enough followers that it's a bigger audience than most local magazines, and do I. But if I went out and said, do you want me to advertise your product for 20 quid, people would go, oh no. But but they put it in a paper for 200 quid that's got less of an audience, and you and they go, oh yeah, but they're reading the paper, and you go, yeah, but they're reading my posts as well.
And the other thing that I've noticed as well is that some of these magazines are offering these social media packages that will put you out on Facebook and Twitter. But actually, because they've only just started to really utilise social as well, you know, it's just that engagement rate. You just need to be really wary that if you're paying for a package like that, that the engagement rate's good and people are actually reading their posts.
Exactly, exactly. Now, one of the things that I love, and I love many things about you, Zoe, and Gareth and the team there at ZC, but one of the brilliant things, you're a real pillar of the business community in Kent, and you do an awful lot of things free in terms of training people. So you are the producer, presenter, and organizer of ZC Live.
Yeah, we've missed ZC Live.
Yeah, which has been a shame, because it's a fantastic event.
Yeah.
Just tell the listeners about ZC Live, you know, prior to the pandemic, when it happened big time in real time.
And it was our fifth running on October last year, but we had to do it virtually. But ZC Live is the biggest social media event in Kent, with over 400 businesses that come along, small businesses and brands actually in Kent, and people outside of Kent come along. And it's a whole day where we have different digital and social media speakers talking about the latest trends, information they need to know, or small businesses and brands need to know about how they can implement social and what they need to be doing right now in the current market. And we have some great speakers coming along, ranging from industry, local industry leaders like Paul Andrews when it comes to audio, and you have the amazing Dan Knowlton, who I love, Dunn and Lloyd, and then some of the platforms as well. So you have likes of Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn, and those sorts of things. But we've not been able to run it because it's that face-to-face event. And you know what? We were going to run it again virtually, but we just don't want to take that magic away from such a... Do you know what I mean? We don't want to... Yeah, we just didn't want to run it again virtually.
Yeah. Do you know what? I've had that conversation with a few event organisers
who
have said, oh, you know, we're going to go online. And for some it works. And I talked to a lady last week on the show that runs an event company, and they've had the best year ever in their existence last year. But they run conferences that are kind of, you know... they're just conferences, and so you can do those kind of things online, because it's just an industry conference, and it's not a great deal different to being there at the time. But so many things like ZC Live benefit from that personal interaction. I have to say, you're right, you've had so many speakers, you know, as well as the experts from you and the guys, and you've had all the social media platforms speak at it. But I'll tell you, one of my favorite ones was a few years ago, was the Ministry of Defense.
Yeah, Ministry of Defence, he was brilliant.
Wasn't that brilliant?
That's Adam. Walters.
Yeah. Listener, you've got to believe this. The guy was talking about how the MOD used social media. Yeah. And he's putting up live pictures of aeroplanes shooting over things and bombing them and stuff like that. Yeah. And everybody's going, oh, why do you do that? And he went, well, it scares the hell out of the enemy. It just showed you how they developed their social media as a tactic for doing what they do. And I thought that was brilliant. I was absolutely fascinated by that one.
Yeah, it was brilliant. And we have, Adam was a great speaker. And we had Frankie from NATO as well, which is absolutely amazing and a good friend. But I think we've had some amazing speakers, but I just can't wait to bring it back. Even our monthly academies, where we'd have like over 150 businesses each month. Right. We miss those people. We miss those communities.
Yeah. I want to talk about your academy in a moment. But are you planning to do a ZC Live in 2021, or are you not sure yet?
Well, we're not sure whether it's going to be permittable or not.
Yeah, I know. It's difficult, isn't it?
I think we're going to go for 2022, you know. Yeah. I think 2022 is going to be the year that we bring it back. 2021's running quite quickly already in terms of we're already in April.
You just can't be sure, can you? I mean, we haven't opened fully yet. Who knows what's going to happen? I think you're absolutely right. You know, I mean, I think, you know, it's too much of a risk, isn't it, to try and stage something and then cancel it again. Well, we should look forward to ZC Live 2022.
Thank you, Paul, and I hope you'll be involved again.
Well, I'll certainly be coming, because I've been to them all. I've been to every single one. And I've thoroughly enjoyed every single one, and some of them I've helped present, some of them I've just been there as a
compare.
But whatever, just even just turning up as a business person and participating in the day is really good fun. I really enjoyed it.
Brilliant.
I want to talk now briefly, if I may, Zoe, about your academy. Give us an overview of the academy and what that's all about.
Well, our academy has been running since, you won't believe this, 2012. It started off with like 10 people in the room, and it was a monthly free event for businesses to come along and learn something new on social media each month.
Right.
We run that up right up to 2015, and we got right up to 150 people each month. And then we had a break for a couple of years and brought it back in 2017. And we right up to the start of the pandemic, we were running monthly. I think it was every other month. I mean, at one month we had over 180 people. It was just brilliant. But what happened is when COVID happened, people couldn't get back out, and we found the webinars just weren't the same. So we actually created, from the time that I was allocating to spending driving and traveling everywhere, I created something called a membership site, which now is a membership site that they can come into. And every month they have four live sessions, and there's over like 60 to 90 hours of content already in there that they can sort of consume. And it's just a great platform for small businesses to get started with their social media activities.
And so many people that have been through the academy have followed me on social media, got involved, and have done, you know, have been putting up great content. And every single one of them, and I'm not talking one or two here, I'm talking dozens and dozens and dozens, have said quite repeatedly how useful, how beneficial they found being a member of the academy.
Yeah, that's great. We talk about you all the time. So
my ears
were. We talk about how you are a Kent influencer. So I talk about when I get to influencers, you know, you are a Kent influencer. You've helped me massively with my business. But I always refer to the radio show and how it's a real useful source for them. And again, they come and check out the Bee Bunker hashtag, and we get involved with a Twitter chat. It's great.
Yeah,
it's really good.
It is, but what I love, and I want to come on to something else that's happened to you just recently. One of the things is though that you are personally introducing more and more people to the whole digital marketing scene, and easing them into it, holding their hands while they do it, and launching them into using something really useful. And I guess that's why you've got a new job. Recently you've been appointed, I hope I get this title right, for the Federation of Small Business as the national lead on digital.
So it's like the national lead of digital and tech, which is just super exciting. And actually, I've had a call with them this morning, they won't mind me saying, is that now they want me to take a lead on the skills. I actually work with the Skills Council and DCMS to really talk about the available digital skills for small businesses as well. So I'm super excited about that too.
Absolutely. And just talking about skills, it is a massive, massive opportunity here. You know, our schools, our formalised education system isn't geared up for digital at all in terms of formal education. It is potentially one of the biggest employers as we go into the next decades. And certainly for Generation Z, are we up to Generation Z? Yeah, we are. Generation Z, are now coming into the workplace, and they should be coming in fully equipped with digital skills. Now, and of course, a lot of them are, because they're self-taught. You know, they've all grown up with a phone in their hand, in one hand, and a tablet in the other hand. But you're absolutely right. We need to address digital skills. Mm. So I'm really pleased that they've put you onto that, Zoe, because you're...
I'm really excited.
You're the one for doing that, without any shadow of a doubt.
Oh, thank you, Paul. There's a few people that have said that, actually. It's really nice to hear.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And we love what you do, and we know how dedicated you are to the whole thing, and how you just love helping people.
Yeah, I love that. That's what I get more from that than getting paid.
Yeah, absolutely. It's just as well, isn't it, Lisa?
Yeah.
I
love helping people.
Yeah, you do. And, you know, you do so many things, as you say, without being paid. And and that is brilliant. One of the things I want to just end up on with this interview, Zoe, if I may, is I saw you posting recently something, and it really caught my attention. I mean, most of the things you post catch my attention, but this really did, and I thought, oh yes, oh yes. And you started talking about identifying your audience.
Do you
want to just give us a quick overview of what it is you've been talking about with audience just recently?
Well, it's, you know, lots of businesses come to me saying, I don't know what to post, and people are not engaging with my posts, and I'm not getting any results from my social media posts or marketing messages. And I say, well, you know, when you understand your audience, you'll know the types of things you need to be posting. And so I say to them, who are your audience? And they say, well, you know, all small businesses in Kent. And I go, so tell me a bit about them. Tell me about your perfect audience.
Yeah.
And that's all they'll have on that audience. They say, well, I don't want to be too specific, as I won't have a lot of people to get in front of. But actually, if you just had 10% of that audience, it would be amazing for your business. So knowing your audience is key, definitely key to the social media success. Reason being is, when you understand and know who your audience are and what their interests are, it's then you can understand what their pains and challenges are. And when you can actually use the pain and challenges to really promote your services and how you can help them and address and give them a solution, it's then that your social media content will get in front of them and they'll say, that person knows just how I feel. When you become more relatable, that they actually then want to engage with your post and want to start to build that know, like and trust with you. So knowing your audience is so, so key.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree with you more. And this general, who do you want to sell to? Everyone. You know, it's just lazy. You know, I understand the sentiment. You know, I don't care who buys my product as long as somebody does. But you're absolutely right. If you take my business, Jobs in Kent, as an example, we're a job portal. So we sell job adverts. So basically, we could sell adverts to anyone in Kent that's looking for staff. And we would do that, and we will happily do that. But the thing is, there's a lot of big companies that we don't bother with. And the reason we don't bother with them is they have their own recruitment sites. They would never use us. Well, they do use us sometimes. But you know what I mean? You know, it would be a waste of marketing budget to target them rather than targeting the people that we can actually help.
Yeah, exactly. And that's where you're being more specific. Your messages are more driven to those people, and it'd be more relatable to them as well, rather than being too widespread. And your message being really wishy-washy, that actually doesn't build rapport with no one, because people don't relate to it.
Yeah, absolutely. Now then, a while back, and I don't know how the pandemic's affected you with this, and it may have affected you, but a while back you moved into new offices.
Yes, we did. We've been there since July 2019. Right. I don't think I've been in the office since October last year, when we done virtual ZC Live.
Right, but those offices are absolutely unbelievable.
As a
building, tell us a little bit about the history. It's the
former. Oh God, Gareth knows this like the back of his hand. He tells every single person that comes in. And he'll say to me, you don't listen to me. So if I don't know this, he's going to say, you never listen to me then every time I tell the story. I'm sure it is. So it's down by Upner, next to Upner Castle, and it's shaped like a top of a bullet, the actual roof. And apparently it was where the gunpowder things were stored. And the reason why it's the shape of a bullet at the top is if they went off, they would blow up through the roof rather than out through the walls.
Sides. Yeah, absolutely.
And, but it's beautiful. It's all like original brick. The walls are really thick. It's just so lovely.
Fabulous building. It really is. It really is unique and quirky. And yeah, absolutely. Which suits ZC social media.
Yeah, it completely. Does. And we want to be able to get back in there and start having small gatherings eventually when we can. And that'd be really great.
Yeah. Now, recently, you've also launched a series of podcasts. So tell us quickly about that.
Well, Clubhouse gave me a bit of kick up the bum doing this, really, because I'm very much a fan of video and I love audio. I hate writing stuff, which is why I've got a team. But, you know, audio and video are my sort of like areas that I love to create content. And when Clubhouse come about, and I've heard lots of marketers really saying, oh, what's it's Clubhouse all about? And people jumping onto it. And but actually, it's been an amazing resource for our business. The business we've got for it by adding value on this platform has been brilliant.
Right.
But the podcast really gave me the kick that I needed to get this podcast up and running. And it's just, and we've had such great feedback. I've had people from all over the world messaging me saying, I've just listened to your podcast. Can I connect? Right. So it's been really nice. You know, I'm only going to do it for probably first 100 episodes. So just keep it quiet, like a bit of a series of podcasts. But I think it'd be great to really, you know, meet new people and just share my knowledge again.
Fantastic. Zoe, it's been an absolute pleasure to chat with you again, as it always is. And, you know, we are totally in awe of what you do, and we really love what you do. Just give us a shout out for your website so that people can come out and find out all about the things you do and the events that you have and the type of services that you offer.
Yeah, if I go to zcsocialmedia.com, you'll find everything there, podcast episodes, events, and all that type of jazz. So go and have a look.
Fantastic. Zoe, thanks so much. It's lovely to see you again. Stay safe. We'll see you again soon. And bye for now.
Bye.
Flexible training solutions for the glass, glazing, and wider construction industries. fitfortrade.co.uk for occupational compliance and peace of mind.
The Kelly Turner Foundation. In 2021, R. Kelly would have been 21 years old. Unfortunately, DSRCT cancer took her life. There is still no cure or chemo for DSRCT. Please help us celebrate Kelly's 21st by supporting our fundraising for research by the Institute of Cancer Research. Please Google Kelly Turner Just Giving and donate to save teenage lives. Thank you.
Grow your business with Kent's Best Business Events. Visit bestbusinessevents.co.uk.
Become part of our community to build your social media habits with workouts. Increase your brand's presence and engagement. Go to wedosocialmedia.co.uk to register for 2 free social media workouts every Wednesday. 10:30 a.m. Facebook and 11:30 a.m. LinkedIn.
Jobsinkent.com, the quick and simple way to advertise your job vacancies in Kent, with prices from just £99 per job per month. Visit Kent's largest job site, jobsinkent.com.
Locke Associates Group. Let us look after all your people needs so you can focus on growing your business. No long-term tie-ins, just responsive, commercially minded support. Find us at lochassociates.co.uk.
This is Channel 2.
Welcome back. That was the fantastic Zoe Cairns there of ZC Social Media. It was really great fun to catch up with Zoe and find out what's happening in the world of digital marketing. And lots of interesting feedback on Twitter from that, from lots of people. Tracy Ferguson and Darren Wheel of TuneIn PR. Darren was saying in response to my thing about the print media that there are still print media that are very valid. Yeah, of course there are. And that's entirely Zoe's point, really, isn't it? It's understanding your audience. If you're attacking an audience that still reads print media in news and magazine or trade magazines, then it's an incredibly viable alternative marketing tool. absolutely. Well, I've had a tweet from the lovely folks. I haven't heard from them for a while, from Paul and Polly at Diamond Circle Weddings. And they say, Business Bunker, Vanilla Web, Jules Sirkin. It's been a while. And whilst we've been in hibernation, we've been working on launching our new wedding venue in Kent. Would you like to know a secret, they say? Well, yes, we would like to know a secret, but they're not going to tell us because we have to go and find out. And there's a link, and it's a bit.ly link. So that's bit.ly, bit.ly, bit.ly/New Kent Venue. Check it out. See what Diamond Circle Weddings are up to. And let us know. So do have a look at that. And we wish you much luck with that, Paul and Polly, with your new venue. Weddings venue. I've also had a tweet from the lovely Susie Fish, and she says, coming soon to Kent, Surrey and London, a new way to network with the Networking Club. Connect, support, grow your business. Register to be first to hear. And again, it's a bit.ly link, which is good because I can read those, you see. It's bit.ly, bit.ly / the Networking Club. And you can follow Susie on Twitter at Tropic Susie, S-U-Z-I. Tropic Susie Fish is her Twitter handle. So do check that out and check out the bit.ly / the Networking Club for a new networking setup. Right, it's that time when we catch up with the Federation of Small Business News.
The Federation of Small Businesses News Roundup. Offering advice and guidance for small businesses and the self-employed.
There's a number of things going on in the world of the Federation of Small Business, and a little bit of sad news in part as well, which I'll tell you later on. But there's a load of events happening, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you all these events, and when I've given you the events, I'll give you the link for all of them where you can go find out more and register. There's Scaling Up Your Business Model for the Future. This is a webinar taking place on Tuesday the 4th of May at 10:30 a.m. until midday. The seminar will take you through some simple interactive steps to help you establish a model that will allow you to substantially grow your business as we bounce back from COVID-19. It's going to be hosted by Tracy Westall. Tracy is from Pecunia 2016. She's also the FSB Kent Area Lead. And it's delivered by Tim Shepherd and Philip Pilgrim from Smart Support. So that's Scaling Up Your Business Model for the Future. Before that, Doing Digital Right, this Thursday the 15th of April, Doing Digital Right, How to Stand Out, the second masterclass session from Mail Metro Media and the IAB UK explains what makes great and effective advertising across digital, display, video, social and content. So that's Doing Digital Right, this Thursday the 15th of April, 12 midday to 1 p.m. On the 22nd of April, there's an FSB question time. How is Brexit impacting your business? It's a national webinar and it will examine the key issues affecting all businesses and consumers now that we're 111 days after the transition, and will consider the government support needed to ease the burden on those who do business overseas. So that's FSB question time. How is Brexit impacting your business? Thursday the 22nd of April, 5 to 6 p.m. Friday the 23rd of April, Kent Women in Enterprise Virtual Networking. Join us for this Women in Enterprise brunch and have the opportunity to promote your business and link up with fellow entrepreneurs in our interactive and engaging breakout rooms. The event is to promote your business and meet with fellow entrepreneurs. It's hosted by Sue Hainsby of Carlene Lettings, and the keynote speaker is the wonderful, lovely, gorgeous Lisa Settle. So do get along to that and listen to Lisa. That's Friday the 23rd of April, St. George's Day, 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. There's a webinar, How to Find and Win More Tenders, on Tuesday the 4th of May at 10:30 a.m. This session offers an ideal hands-on introduction and insight to those new to the world of tendering, as well as those who need a steer in the right direction. On Wednesday the 12th of May at 11 a.m, Kent Membership Matters. Find out what FSB Kent are doing locally and understand about the benefits of FSB membership to ensure you're getting all the help you can when you need it most. Then on Wednesday the 26th of May, 4 p.m. to 5 p.m, Peter Searle is hosting this free FSB Connect online event in association with Metro Bank. This Maidstone event, our relaxed networking with like-minded business owners, everyone is welcome. The guest speaker at this event is Stephanie Unthank, who is the director of Infinity Wellness. And all of those events, you can find out more details about them and you can book your place on them by going to kentbusinessradio.co.uk/FSB. That's kentbusinessradio.co.uk/FSB. All of those events are listed there, all in detail and all with booking links on. And that FSB link, that Kent Business Radio link, is updated on a regular basis to show all new events. So at any time, you can go and look at that and see what's coming up in Kent and Medway as far as the FSB is concerned. Friday the 16th of April, this Friday, there's Cash for Innovators, Britain's Best Kept Secret. Is your business missing out on R&D tax relief? Join our upcoming webinar to find out more. It's happening at 11 a.m. and to register for this, you need to go to fsb.org.uk/event calendar/cash for innovators. That's fsb.org.uk/event calendar/cash for innovators. That's finding out about research and development tax relief. And let me just tell you, so many businesses, especially small businesses, don't believe they've done any R&D. You would be amazed at what you've done that you can claim money for, and it is not to be sniffed at. So really, I really do recommend any business, and I mean any business, even a one-person business, go and find out, go to this seminar, find out about R&D tax credits. You will be amazed at what you can claim to help your business. I've mentioned this a few times, but I'm going to keep on about it until you've all downloaded it. The FSB has a new app. With the new FSB app, we're by your side wherever you are. You can manage your membership on your mobile, access your benefits and find out what's happening near you. It's never been easier to make the most of the FSB. Simply click on the Apple App Store button if you're an iPhone user, or the Google Play Store button if you have an Android phone, and download the FSB app to your phone and enjoy using it. And once you've got the app on your phone, you can explore the FSB Legal Hub. The FSB Legal Hub enables you to browse over 1,100 documents, fact sheets and templates covering a host of categories, all available 24/7. It covers HR, debt recovery, health and safety, cybersecurity and so much more. There's also a wealth of helpful resources and documents related to COVID-19. To access the hub, simply log into fsb.org.uk and click through to the dashboard. And you can do that from the app that you've just downloaded too. Also in the same place on that dashboard, how to stay compliant with workplace pensions. As an employer, it's your responsibility to ensure a compliant workplace pension is in place for all eligible employees. Even if you only employ one person, you're still responsible for making sure that they have a pension scheme set up and that you carry out your duties. Failure to do so can result in fines, so it pays to stay up to date. Be proactive about pensions and look at our top tips for compliance. And to find out about that, if you go to www.fsb.org.uk/resources/how-to-stay-compliant. That's fsb.org.uk/resources/how-to-stay-compliant. Now, my last bit of fairly sad FSB news is that the absolutely wonderful Alison Palmer, a business manager for FSB Kent and Medway, is sadly leaving us. She's moving on. She's got a new job, and she's going to be leaving the FSB at the end of this month. She's been the absolute rock, the driving force of Kent small businesses and FSB membership for 7 years. It's been an absolute pleasure to work with Alison. Alison and I together developed the Schools 30-30 program back in 2015. We've now had more than 2,000 people through that program, and that's before the pandemic hit and stopped it all. But she's done so much more than that. She's just been such a driving force and a massive support to all the small business community in Kent and Medway. And we wish her tremendous success in her new job, and we're sad to lose her. And I have to say, I have massive sympathy for whoever tries to take the job on from her, because they've got some massive shoes to fill. But Alison, we wish you all the success in the world. Thank you so much for everything you've done for the Kent business community. We are so appreciative of it. You've been brilliant. And we hope to see you back on the Bunker Show in your new role at some point later on in the year. But wishing you all the best for the future. That's the end of the FSB news. I've got some other stuff to tell you about. We've still got tweets coming in. Let's see what we got on the Twitter. What have we got here? Telcare Limited, the telecom systems provider over there on the Midway City Estate. They're saying it's Business Bunker Dave. And then the web's chatting to Zoe Cairns. The rest of the show is not to be missed. Absolutely. Thank you very much for that. What else have we got here? Bear with me. There's so many. Gravesham for Business, that's part of Gravesham Council. They're saying as well about Alison here, what I just said, thank you so much for everything you've done for Gravesham businesses, Alison Palmer. You have been tireless, relentless even, in truly opening doors for all those businesses which are the heartbeat of our communities. From all of us here, very best wishes. Yeah, absolutely, and we echo that. Collectors Buddy, let me give you the Buddy _ Museum. That's Martin Reeves. Have a great Business Bunker Show today. We'll be listening later on catch up as I'm on daddy duties today. Well, good luck with that, Martin. Hope it goes well. And the lovely Sandra at the Recovery Well. Hi, Business Bunker, Vanilla Web and Jill Sirkin. I hope you're well. I missed you last week as I've been working day and night to get the new premises ready. Glad to say it's looking great and customers are in. There's rooms available for therapists to hire also, as well as a podcast studio to hire. So if you want to find out about that, give Sandra a follow on the Twitter. Recovery Well is her Twitter handle. All one word, Recovery Well. Check it out. I believe her new studios and rooms are based in Ramsgate. And I was saying earlier, I'll just read it in full. Intune PR, Darren, interesting listening to Zoe Cairns and Vanilla Web on a Business Bunker. Agree, social media online has advantages over print media, but the right print media is still a powerful tool. It's all about having your eyes open, however you advertise, TV, print, online, radio, whatever. Absolutely, couldn't agree more, Darren. Lots of different ways that you can market. And it's, as Zoe was saying, isn't it? It's understanding your audience and understanding where your audience are. Just scattergunning things is wasting time, money and effort. If you know where your audience are, if they read magazines, then that's a great advertising medium. If they look at social media, that's great. If they watch TV. So understand where your audience is and then use the appropriate medium to reach out to them. Zinat Narani, who's listening in, says, I agree with Zoe Cairns. Clubhouse is a good way to come out of your comfort zone and grow. I did my first room yesterday, and it was lovely listening to you, Zoe. So thank you for that, Zinat. And Zinat goes on to say, please, Vanilla Web, can you give a mention that the Rotary Work Club London Borough of Bromley has launched phase 3 of free workshops for people who have lost their jobs, been made unemployed, etc. If you want to find out or book on it, go to rotaryworkclub@gmail.com. That's an email address, rotaryworkclub@gmail.com, for details and bookings. So that's the Rotary Work Club at the London Borough of Bromley, and it's anybody that's been made redundant or lost their job or is looking for work, and they're running workshops. And you just drop an email, rotaryworkclub@gmail.com, to find out more about it. Right, we've got loads more tweets, which I'll read out in the second part of the show, but it's almost time now to join the Channel Radio newsroom. When we come back, we've got another guest to talk to, and I'm going to catch up with the stonkingly gorgeous Jill Sirkin. So I'll tell you what, let's go over to the Channel Radio newsroom.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
You're listening to Channel Radio.
Channel Radio News Update.